It was nothing more selfish than that, only I did desire, eventually, to turn into a magic carpet and carry you away to all those lands you long to see. As he spoke, she lifted her head as though she drank something. The strange beast in her bosom began to purr. "I felt that you were more lonely than anybody else in the world," he went on, "and yet perhaps that you were the only person in the world who was really, truly alive." Ah, God, what had she done? How had she dared to throw away her happiness like this? This was the only man who had ever understood her. Was it too late? Could it be too late? And then the fact that you never had made friends with people. How I understood that, for neither had I. Is it just the same now? Yes, she breathed, just the same. I am as alone as ever. So am I, he laughed gently, just the same. Suddenly, with a quick gesture, he handed her back the glove and scraped his chair on the floor. But what seemed to me so mysterious then is perfectly plain to me now. It simply was that we were such egoists, so self-engrossed, so wrapped up in ourselves that we hadn't a corner in our hearts for anybody else, do you know? He cried, naive and hearty. She had gone. He sat there, thunderstruck, astounded beyond words. And then he asked the waitress for his bill. "But the cream has not been touched," he said. "Please do not charge me for it."